This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we got this segment and a little bit of the next segment with Dr. Sean M. Brooks on the floor. Like he's speaking at the local school board there in Ohio, hailing from Oxford, Ohio. In the next segment, then I got a bunch of news, Blitzkrieg with Owen Schroyer in here before he takes over and has 3 hours of war on himself. But, Doc, just as a human, as a patriot, do you have hope with what's going on in the world? Because, like you said, this is war. This is the big grand assault.
Do, and I would consider everybody, again, and this has been said before, so it's, again, not a new thing, but I would consider people, I would encourage them to think about their ancestors during this entire time. Our ancestors have passed on. They can see clearly what's going on. They didn't create us to just sit around and do nothing. And given the fact that this is a war, it's the responsibility of parents to shield their children from the bullets and the gunfire. They should show them what's going on, and many of them are, and God bless each and every one of them. But for the ones that are dead asleep, I mean, even them hearing this, it's not going to make a dent, maybe. I don't know. But they need to shield them from what's taking place, but at the same time, educate them about what's taking place. And I think even Dr. Mike Eden said this as well. He was talking about, look, don't pay attention to your degrees. Don't pay attention to, well, I'm not going to get my high school diploma on time, quote unquote. That's gone. You have to throw that out the window. You can get a high school diploma anytime you want. You can homeschool and you can.
This is a civilization level design collapse in their own words. We're in the middle of a giant war. All that matters is winning this war right now.
That's right. That's the way that I see it. Because again, there are too many people sending their own children into the slaughterhouse, so to speak. And as it's been said on your show, I'm sure a million times, by the time you smell the blood of the sheep in front of you, it's too late. And again, it's gotten to the point now where, hey, look, it's too late. Now, I know it's not happening in every school across America, but goodness gracious, the vice is closing in here. And these private schools and charter schools that aren't doing this can only have so many students. I mean, they have a cap on their population. And then the next year, what do you think is going to happen? Are those students going to leave that school that's been a safe harbor during this entire time? No. They're going to continue to have those students. They might pick up some more in the grade level below them. And that will continue, which is a great thing. But those schools have to multiply. And mass noncompliance has consistently been said, and I completely agree with it. More people have to walk out of these schools permanently. It will shine a light on the school board, their actions, everything they're doing.
And that's already happening, as well as you said, the colleges, hospitals, and the public schools, the primary schools, there's a giant exodus. How are they dealing with that? I guess the bureaucrats don't care because they're still getting their money.
They've gotten their money for the year. The K-12 schools have gotten their money for the year. So the time to walk away is now and permanently. That's the way that I see it. Because if they leave now and only return in the spring, and then say, well, we'll come back next fall when you've decided to not be totalitarians, which they're not going to do. The road has already been crossed there. So they have to leave and then stay away. And again, that's a difficult leap for someone and a parent and a family that's been in a pattern of behavior or had a pattern of behavior in their own mind for a very long time. That the
sure,
only
but
way
folks
to
have to get the social contract's broken. The more we submit, it only gets worse. Now we just have to pull out and say no.
That's right. And online university, online college institutions have always been ahead of the curve. Always. You never would have caught me in a brick-and-mortar school building getting a Ph.D. at a university, and I could have done it for free. But I didn't want to do it because I've been through the system, so I have expectations. And if those expectations aren't met on day one, I'm out. And I would prefer, as most people are finding out now, you mean I can learn at home and the computer and learning at home, all of that stuff is propaganda as far as it being bad. It's not. Let the mind wander. Let the mind do what
God
wants.
Well, sure, you go to Mainline College, there's not even a professor there. It's just a bunch of zombies.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got a jam-packed hour coming up here. Owen Schroeder joins me in a few minutes. Let out of federal jail yesterday for being at the Capitol. They didn't commit any crimes, wasn't violent, but they still call that a crime. Dr. Sean M. Brooks, Ph.D., went super viral, one of the most viral clips coming out of these city council meetings and school board meetings, which everybody should be using as folks are watching these. It's getting out to a wider audience. It doesn't matter. The bureaucrats laugh at you. They'll cry later. But you said you thought you had 5 minutes. They cut it down to three. So you got the floor right now to re-give that speech and not be interrupted, not be told 15 seconds. So you give us the next speech from Dr. Sean M. Brooks, AmericanEducationFM.com.
I appreciate it. I'm not sure I could repeat it, but I'll certainly bring up a few points that are worth bringing up. Number one, we all know about the faulty tests. They're using these faulty tests, and they're testing students consistently as they come in, temperature checks, XYZ. All of this is an invasion. All of this is child abuse, and people need to, again, they've got to wrap their arms around this. It's not under the guise of health. It never has been. It's child abuse. That's number one. Number two, they're using those faulty tests to quarantine students. They use a faulty test. They test positive. They throw them in a isolated room by themselves somewhere, which I don't know how schools can accommodate for that. And then they're calling home and they're saying, well, they tested positive. You need to come and pick them up. And then they come and pick them up. So the parents are being yanked around by a leash regarding all of this on a consistent basis. It baffles the mind as to why a parent would continue to send their child to an environment that's engaging in such practices. I would encourage people to look up Ohio House Bill 248. That's currently being discussed, I believe, on the House floor in Ohio. And it has to do with vaccine rights. No passports, no mandates, no jabs, right across the board. I believe it also includes all vaccines so that schools can't in the future say, well, they have to have this and they have to have that. This notion that the unvaxxed or the unjabbed would ever make someone ill in a K-12 environment who's taken all of these drugs and these poisons is absurd. It defies logic as to why that would even be the case. So, again, the quarantining is beyond alarming. The moment that, you know, I don't have children, but if at the moment that I had heard that and that being done to one of my own children, that would have been the last straw. That would have been it. I would have immediately started to research homeschooling. And, again, countless parents throughout the United States and around the world have done just that. I would also take it a step further and go back to, again, what Dr. Mike Eden said, which is you've got to completely shake up your notion of the pragmatic way that things have been done in the past. It didn't work then, and we're in war now, which means things are not going to be the same, nor should they. We're evolving to the point where we can become more independent and stop being so reliant on government and the people around us to make our education decisions for us. We've always known that the Rockefellers and the Carnegies have had everything to do with the K-12 textbook system. No different in higher ed. It's the exact same. They control the information. They control the minds of those individuals that don't think for themselves. And again, when I was in college, the books I read are the ones that I went to the bookstore to buy. They were not the ones that the university said, well, you need to read this and you need to read that. I'd look at this $300 textbook and say, no, I'm not reading this. And I'd glance through it. I'd write a paper for the class and then that'd be it. And then I'd go to a bookstore back when bookstores existed and I would buy 2, 3, 4 books about people, history, events, psychology, sociology, anatomy, physiology, and I would put all of this together and I'd read on my own time. People have to self-educate, and we have to let children do that.
Well, for those that don't know, Doc, up until really the 1850s and stuff, most colleges, you had to come examined to even get in them. People were self-taught or they apprenticed. Most lawyers, like Andrew Jackson and others, they just went and apprenticed for 2 years. One guy might have to apprentice for 10. They maybe never gave him a law license. He wasn't good. Jackson, they said, in 2 years, you got it. He was like a judge a few years later because he was competent. It was the apprentice system. It was all self-taught. That's like Benjamin Franklin, one of the smartest guys in history. Never went to school anywhere, but the guy freaking got all the awards you could get in the world and professorships because he was self-taught and read books 10 hours a day.
And there was no bell. There was no bell to tell people the learning stops for this subject right now. See you tomorrow. It didn't exist. The Prussian education system is the largest failure that's ever existed in the history of our country as far as education is concerned.
Right, for those who don't know, it was trained to create mindless soldiers and programmable people. That's the whole modern psychology came out of that. That is not the American system.
Correct. And unfortunately, we have a great deal of individuals who have never taught a day in their life commenting on K-12 education haphazardly or just at the surface level without diving in a little bit deeper. Those same people, unfortunately, are the ones educating the future teachers of America. And that happened and has been happening now since, well, God knows when, a very long time. And that's also problematic. You know, I've been shut out of the higher ed institutions, and it's not an accident. I've been writing
about... Hey, it doesn't matter. You're speaking up, and you're out there now, and you've written books, and you're taking action. Dr. Sean M. Brooks, Ph.D., thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, and great job on your viral interview or your viral speech. We want to see more of you and have you back on. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That was powerful. Speaking of the young people waking up, I got a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to. We're going to break them up with Owen's breaking news. UK kid on why he's not getting the so-called vaccine. This is powerful. Here it is.
You're obviously aware of the adverse vaccine reactions. Not everyone is. So you don't want to take the vaccine. What pressure have you had from friends or family? What are you? Because your particular age group have been targeted lately in terms of nightclubs, universities, going on holiday.
So my auntie works for AstraZeneca. So the pressure from family, some of my family is quite great to get the vaccine. They're like, why haven't you taken the vaccine? Why haven't you taken the vaccine? You're selfish. My cousin from Cambridge has even called me a twat over it, not getting the vaccine, you know. But I've lost friends over it as well. There are some friends though who won't take the vaccine no matter what, and that's because they've seen what it's done to people. I've got friends who are very ill and haven't been well since the day they took it and have regretted it. But I've also got friends who are like, well, if you don't take the vaccine, you're going to be killing other people. But if you can still get it when you've got the vaccine, how am I killing other people? It doesn't prevent transmission because you can still pass it on. You can still get it. So how am I killing other people? I'm not being selfish. It's my body, my choice.
What's the world looking like for you? Because, you know, for the younger generations, if this vaccine passports are taken up by the majority, what do you think the world's going to look like in a year?
In a year, I have no idea. It's straight out of the 1984 book. The idea that we're going to have to get out our phones and, you know, get up our passes, show our papers in the streets, or if we want to go into a pub, it's funny. It is honestly funny that people don't see where this is going, that we have to, you know, it's about control, you know. If you allow the government to break the law and to violate your rights because of an emergency, what's stopping them from creating an emergency to break the law?
Good old-fashioned Anglo-Saxon sense just genetically coming out of that young man. And that's why the system wants to discredit where all the modern freedoms came from, that little island in the last 1,000 years. A lot of great people, a lot of great cultures, but the globalists want to get rid of the Anglo-Saxon idea of freedom because it flies in the face of everything else. And a lot of the people that, you know, are obsessed with hating Israel and Jews and all that, they're always like, well, there's no Judaic to the Christian. Well, there really is. That's what Christianity comes out of. You can look at bad parts of Judaism, bad parts of Christianity, more modern forms of it or whatever, in the case of Judaism. That's a side issue. The Jews also did develop due process and some of the things that when they actually ran into some of the Anglo-Saxon type laws that were already there, the Anglo-Saxons adopted it because it made sense to them. So they're very similar systems. And the globalists are getting rid of all of that right now. They're just trashing it. They're burning it with classic paganism, which just says we'll kill whoever we want. We'll do whatever we want. We'll rule everyone. It's our right to do it. All right. Owen Schroyer is out of jail, but he's got a hearing Thursday. A hanging judge might try to throw him back in. You've got big updates there. And did I really come out against Trump? I'll tell you about that when we come back and so much more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Look at this headline, Infowars.com. Israel to grant green passports only to triple vaccinated. The state of Israel may soon restrict travel within the country only to people who have received two vaccines, they're not even vaccines, and a booster shot as deaths and infection rates amongst the fully vaccinated explodes. 90%+ now in the hospital have had the shot. So it's not that it didn't work, it's no, you need more. That's right, if something doesn't work, if you pour gasoline on yourself and burn yourself, the answer is more gasoline. If you cut yourself and it hurt, the answer is cut yourself more. If you're fat because you eat too much, the answer is eat more, 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 more. Owen Schroyer's here. A video is out. Pfizer's CEO says COVID-19 vaccine resistant variant likely to emerge. It already has from the people that took the shot, and now they admit only a 90-something percent efficacy rate in our face. And Bloomberg tells the world, oh, you're going to have to take monthly shots that totally destroy your immune system. I mean, the logic is out the window. It was all premeditated. We called it over a year and a half ago. And, Owen, now here we are. What do you make of this?
Well, there's a lot of analogies you could make. I mean, I guess this is a little more advanced, like if you're in a sci-fi novel, like a movie, and somebody created some sort of monster, human-eating monster that could procreate really fast, and then, oh, well, you have to be a slave now because of this monster that procreates really fast and just eats humans and eats human flesh. Well, you say, who created this? Who released this on us? And you wouldn't then go to them for the answer. You wouldn't then go to them to say, hey, you know, tell me what to do now.
That's right. The very people that cooked it up, released it, lied about it, and got caught, that make money out of it, who, by the way, say they want to depopulate us, are the ones running it.
It's so frustrating to know all this, Alex. And you know, what's sad is most people just don't have a clue. And you're talking about highly educated people that are at the top echelon of their profession.
They just can't believe there's predators.
And they just can't believe that any of this is going on, or they just don't pay attention. They don't know. And it's frustrating for us to just sit here, be in the abyss, stare into the abyss, study the abyss. But as follow-up for that story that you had out of Israel, this is going to be one of the main stories that I'm covering today. I've got a huge three-hour broadcast, a lot of COVID news, including a guest that's going to be joining us. She got the vaccine about a month ago, hasn't had a day without a seizure. And that was never a problem for her until she got the vaccine.
Liberals even say they're willing to have death for it.
Well, yeah, well, it's better that you die from a vaccine than you die from anything else. They say
that's what the girl said. Both her parents died from the shot. She goes, well, it's good.
That's multiple examples now. But there's also a story. This is going to be one of my main stories today, because this is kind of, I think, the canary in the coal mine here has to be Israel. And guys, if you plug in, I don't know if you have the story on your desk, if you just plug in ultra-vaxxed Israel, they're basically admitting now that it's all the vaccinated people that are sick. Israel is the most, as you just said, it's 90% of the hospitalizations are vaccinated people.
Type it in, ultra-vaxxed Israel.
Israel is the most vaccinated nation on earth, and it has the most COVID on earth. There it is right there, ultra-vaxxed Israel.
And they said it. It's a warning. You better take more shots. They took the most shots. They're the most sick, so you need more.
I can't put the clown world nature of this.
It's like saying, if I punched you in the face and it hurt, the answer is you go, hit me more.
They're like, oh, I'm bleeding. I need stitches now. Please, you know, give me a brain hemorrhage. You know, crack my skull. I want more of it. I want death. How can this be? How can these people actually publish these stories? How can these people actually have this debate? But see, Alex, that's the ultimate frustration is...
Well, exactly. What is it where they publish stuff where the logic shows it's a fraud? I mean, but then still they just do it.
there used to be this thing called debate, and we would have debates over major issues, and then people could be informed, and the public could make informed decisions, and we could have actually logical, reasonable discussions about this. You don't get to debate anymore.
Instead, everybody's censored off the internet, including prestigious medical facilities, to tell the truth.
And, you know, it kind of, in a way, I think it goes back to what the doctor said, and it kind of reminded me of something that I experienced growing up when I was a young professional, how it's this new thing where everything has to be by the system for the system, and anything outside of the system or not.
And the system comes down from the Davos Group. The UN, the corporations say, it doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't matter if it's bad, we just do it.
I remember when I first got started in media, specifically at a company that owned a magazine and a talk radio station, and I was a writer at the time, so I thought, okay, maybe I would go that direction. Ended up getting involved in talk radio and just fell in love, never looked back. And I remember by the time I was 2 years in, by the time I was 23 years old, all the top radio hosts in St. Louis wanted me as their producer. They wanted me as their fill-in host. And I had to sit there and deal with envy and jealousy and hatred from these guys that had been around 5, 10, 20 years that hated me because I basically just left it. But it was a thing. It was like, look, you're good at this. And so they said, hey, look, you're the best at this. I want you on the air. I want you being my producer. It was never like, oh, I want to get one over these people. It's just that's how it works. Like you were saying what's his name? Adams, or was it Jackson? Basically was an apprentice for 2 years, and they said, okay, you're a top lawyer.
And that was Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what it is. It's just, hey, look, you want to win. I want to win. I want the best. I want the smartest. That's not a slight on people. That's just human nature.
But that's what made America. I mean, like, take Admiral Nimitz became the big top admiral and did a great job in World War II. He literally was never even in the Navy. The family was from Fredericksburg, but he did a great job. They advanced him, not because he was some elite family, but because he was a really good seaman. But nowadays, that's not how it works. They just appoint all their kids, and they're a bunch of idiots.
And then, you know, as you've always said, the rising tide raises all ships. So you want, I've always been like, you know, I want to see other people successful. That brings me up. I'm like, yeah, like, be successful. Hey, let me help you be successful. Then you can kind of pay it forward. But, you know, there was a statement that came out of the State Department today, and they posted it on their social media. And I don't know if anybody covered it as far as a news story. And they say, oh, diversity is America's strength. And it shows about all these different Olympic athletes, and there's Asian Americans, Black Americans, White Americans, Brown Americans, all this stuff. And they're like, see, this is why diversity is so good. And you're completely missing the picture. It's a complete swing and a miss. Like, not even close. Like, the curveball is in the dirt. Like, it bounced before the plate, and you swung for the fences. Not even close. No, freedom is what did it. It has nothing to do with skin color or race or background. It's freedom. Freedom is our strength. That's why anybody of any skin color, of any whatever, can come here and be successful. It's freedom. It's freedom, Alex. It's freedom.
Instead, they want to make it all what group you're in so they can control the group leaders. And so you don't have an identity. You simply follow the identity they put out and they demand. So what do you make of what we thought? Oh, sorry, there'll be new variants. You need monthly shots. We knew that was coming.
It's just another element of the clown world, Alex. I mean, you cannot make sense of it. It's nonsensical. You just have to sit here and say, we're in the end times. The Bible warned us about this. I don't want to admit it. I don't want to think that hell is about to rain down. I don't want to think we're about to see an apocalypse here. But, I mean, good Lord, the vaccines are killing people. They say it's safe and effective. They admit the vaccine isn't effective. They say you need to take three. They just announced today, I have the document on my desk. I'm going to cover it on the War Room. The FDA put out their document where they're saying, oh, we're approving the vaccines just like we. I mean, I sat right here at this desk with Alex Jones a month ago, and we said in 1 month they're going to mandate the vaccines because they know that the FDA approval is coming. Boom, just like that, it happened. But, oh, Alex, when do you think the FDA is going to be releasing their studies on these vaccines? When do you
Years from now.
Years from now. In fact, I believe the earliest is 2023 through 2025. So they haven't done the trials. You're the trial right now. Tens of thousands of people are dying, and they're not going to mandate
it. It's because they already secretly pre-tested it. It's a kill weapon. Let's come back and talk about Trump and a lot more. Stay with us.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, 360 wins. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there, and they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back.
There's a man going around taking names.
Well, there's the headline.
And
RT.
Who to prove.
And it's in and who London Telegraph, the BBC, the New York Times, Washington Post.
Everybody.
It's in hundreds, if not thousands, of publications. Frustrated Alex Jones calls Donald Trump a dumbass after he recommends taking COVID vaccines. Well, let's unpack that. It's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. It was never authorized. Now they've skipped the trials and criminally authorized it. And Trump says in the speech where he was booed that it works. Well, I've got the article here out of Forbes. Pfizer's shot just says 39% effective. And here's the CEO of Pfizer saying, oh, it's not really effective, but don't worry, we have more shots that aren't effective. So here's the deal. I like Trump. The globalists went after him. He wanted to control the borders, wanted to stand up to China. But he can't admit when he's wrong. And so I said, is he evil? Does he know he's lying? I think he's smart. But maybe he is a dumbass. So I didn't call Trump a dumbass, and I'm not backtracking from what I said. The media just edits the quote. I said, I think he's really smart. So is he evil? Why would he lie to us like this? Or maybe he is just a dumbass. That's really a question, Owen. I'm not saying he's a dumbass. I'm saying this is a big problem.
Well, and there's a image from that rally when he mentions the vaccine, and I think it's kind of powerful, where he's like, oh, I got the vaccine, and he reaches and grabs his arm. He kind of makes a pain face like this. And when you freeze frame it, to me, that image is very powerful because that's what it is. It's the globalist poison. It's the medical tyranny. It's you're getting the pain. Like, yeah, this hurts. This medical tyranny hurts, man. It's not good. So I don't know if he maybe did that intentionally. I don't think. But I think that was a powerful image from that. And it was definitely a dumbass move to promote it to his base that he should have known was not going to take that very well. And then you had Mike Pence, and I think this really tells the story, and maybe it's this political hubris, but Mike Pence put out a statement basically talking about how great it is that the vaccines have been approved by the FDA, how great the vaccine Operation Warp Speed has been, and then, of course, he takes credit for it with Trump. He says, yes, me and Trump did this. You can thank us, basically. And they don't understand that it's their very base that is the 50% that is refusing vaccine.
Oh, but they do. This is an establishment move. Pence does it because he's an establishment guy. Trump does it because he's proud of it and thinks he's going to be blamed if it's wrong.
And I think that there's still a little bit of, I mean, I got to tell you, Alex, I'm not denying that immunization works. Natural immunity is the best. I'm not going to deny that there's science behind vaccines. It's my personal choice not to get it. But I got to tell you, I mean, seeing all the lies that they've told us about COVID, I mean, I'm looking back on all of this stuff and I'm like, maybe we should have never been afraid of any of it.
Well, that's the thing. This is not a classic inoculation and all the problems with the former ones and all the scandals. Act like it's just been some wondrous story. Guys, get the Brian Williams clip ready. I saw some TikTok video somebody sent me. It's got a bunch of weird stuff the kids put on there, but that's all. Brian Williams, who says he was shot down in a helicopter, the RPG hit it, they crashed. Nobody was shot at. No helicopters got shot at. It's a lie. Brian Williams is the NBC fact checker. That'd be like, again, having a convicted pedophile run your preschool. It's equivalent of having this guy as your fact checker. He brings up Sandy Hook. Like, oh, we talk about Sandy Hook so much. Something I talked about like 15 times, 6, 7, 8 years ago. The internet questioned it. I questioned it. And so they attach my identity to that and always go, oh, Jones said the mass shooting didn't happen. Well, was Smollett fake his hanging? Did they fake babies in incubators to start the Iraq war? Did ABC News show footage at the Knob Creek machine gun shootout and say it was people blowing up villages in Syria? The point is yes, we all have a right to question things. That's our free speech. I've gotten a few things wrong, not on purpose, unlike Brian Williams. Did I ever get up there and say I was shot down in a helicopter? Did I say I was a hero that an RPG hit my helicopter? No, I didn't. So here he is, this criminal slime bag, sitting there gloating over, oh, Jones has attacked Trump. And then he acts like it's something new that Roger Stone doesn't like Steve Bannon when Steve Bannon testified against him. I'm staying out of it. I like the work of Steve Bannon. I think he's a really smart guy. And I'm friends with Roger, too. I just want to stay out of it. But the point is, this is them gleefully, him closing out NBC News last night.
Last thing before we go tonight, as someone put it on Twitter today, the rats are eating each other. Let's explain, and here's what we mean. Alex Jones, who sits at the very top of the conspiracy theory aristocracy in the United States, Alex Jones of InfoWars, a platinum status anti-vaxxer, appears to have turned on Donald Trump, who this weekend, as we showed you in Alabama, gave the most cursory endorsement of the vaccine.
They didn't create a vaccine. They created Frankenstein. And now they've got you signed up to it.
Now the left say you better get out there and push it, and you are. CNN comes out and says, we need to see Trump come out a couple of extra shots. And within weeks of them saying over and over again, CNN snaps their fingers. Jeff Zucker snaps his fingers and Trump clicks his heels and hops up there at attention and says, how high do you want me to jump, boss? Shame on you, Trump. Seriously, hey, if you don't have the good sense to save yourself your political career, that's okay. At least you're going to get some good Republicans elected. And, you know, we like you, but my God, maybe you're not that bright. Maybe Trump's actually a dumbass.
So, when you've lost Alex Jones, you've lost the man who said the parents of the dead children at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, were crisis actors, and that the whole thing was staged by the federal government. And quote the late Ron Popeil here, but wait, there's more. Roger Stone has turned on Steve Bannon. You might want to pull up a chair for this one. Roger Stone wrote this on Friday, complete with some typos that you'll see, and we quote, Robert Mueller informant and perjurer Steve Bannon doesn't know his ass from his elbow. Steve didn't make money on Wall Street, nor did he make money in Hollywood. He's a grifter, a fat, ugly, inarticulate, poorly groomed alcoholic with delusions of grandeur. He has never elected anybody to any public office in his life, most particularly not Donald Trump, who is his own man and implemented his own strategy. Despite being an informant for Robert Mueller, they indicted him anyway, and he will soon be recharged in New York on new charges. You'll see me as his trial in the front row, and I will not leave until he is convicted and jailed.
So there they are, gleefully, like we're fighting with each other. And here's the deal. We're not the cult. Exactly. We're free Americans that debate and have different ideas.
Well, I was going to say, if anything, I think that that clip would make you look good. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised by, I think I counted just five or six blatant lies from Brian Williams. I mean, just flat out lies. I mean, can you imagine? Like, you know, sometimes the crew will sit there and you know, you'll go on a great rant or something, or I'll go on a great rant. They'll say, hey, you know, that was good. Good job. That was powerful. Imagine the crew behind Brian Williams like, wow, this guy can just go on TV and lie like nobody's business. I mean, wow, he just went up there and just said a flat out lie like, hey, good job, Brian. Way to lie to the whole world. Like, that's impressive.
What were a few of the lies?
I don't even, I mean, everything he said pretty much was a complete lie. But again, how do they sit here and say, you're in a cult, you know, you're this, you're that, you're controlled by this, you're controlled by that. We just go with wherever reality goes. We just go wherever the truth goes. We just go wherever justice goes. If Trump is right, Trump is right. If Trump is wrong, Trump is wrong. If Bill Maher is right, Bill Maher is right. You know, we'll always give credit where credit is due. I think I got another video of somebody who I don't. Oh, yeah, like Spike Lee. Spike Lee. I'm no fan of Spike Lee. I believe Spike Lee.
But now he's going to do 9/11 is an inside job.
Good. Good, Spike Lee. Expose 9/11, please.
He's a day late and about 20 years short, but at least he's doing it.
So that's what I'm saying. Hey, if the guy's right, then the guy's right. I may not like him. I may not agree with him barely ever. But, hey, if he's going to.
You can see. That's what I was going to say today about it. It's up on InfoWars.com. Hollywood director Spike Lee says he had questions about investigation 9/11 attacks. We're going to come back in the final segment. Owen, you were given some rules not to talk with other January 6 people about what happened. I don't know how they do that when you're a talk show host, and I'm a talk show host, but it's all on document cam. It's all on body cam. It's all on video. So we're not talking about what happened on January 6th, getting our story straight here, when our story is just the truth. But I want to know how jail went yesterday and your court case. Folks want to know about that. So we'll discuss it all on the other side and a lot more. Final segment straight ahead.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Folks, I want to explain to everybody what the Havana Syndrome is, because Kamala Harris has delayed her trip to Vietnam over it. You want me to pop in the first segment of your show to talk about this? Because we're out of time, or I can do it on my show tomorrow.
Sure, come on in.
All right, your show's coming up in about 10 minutes at Infowars.com/show and radio TV stations everywhere. Okay, now, Owen, I said, what do you want to hit in the final segment? I said, obviously, you're trying to raise $250,000 for criminal defense. That's what it'll cost easily if we fight it. We are fighting it. He did not break into the Capitol using physical force, as he's been charged. He's facing at least a year in prison. We're not going to let that happen. You folks have sent $200,000 to your legal defense fund. That's great news. We want to get under $50,000. That should handle it. If folks want to go above that, that's fine. I think you should sue the Huffington Post saying that you led the attack and called for an attack on the Capitol. That's open and shut. And now you've been charged based on that lie. So, but you said, no, you don't want to sue them. You're upset about the mask.
Well, and we may look into other lawsuits going forward when some of the smoke starts to clear. But, yeah, we have an executive order here from Governor Abbott that says you cannot mandate masks in any public buildings. And when I was in the federal building yesterday, I couldn't go in without putting a mask on. I had to wear the mask all through processing. My mask even broke. I had one of those, you know, medical mask, it broke, and so then they brought me like an even more official muzzle, like a painter's mask. So then I had to wear that, breathing in my own carbon, breathing in my own stinky breath. Totally illegal. Totally illegal. And I know that our attorney general here, Ken Paxton, who I think is the best attorney general in America, by the way.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I think he might be the best in America. Maybe Eric Schmidt right behind that in Missouri, who just...
Schmidt's awesome.
Who just signed executive orders against those mandates as well. But how is it that I have executive orders that you can't mandate a mask in public government property in Texas, and then I'm going here throughout this entire process being forced to wear a mask? But I mean, I'm locked in my cell. I obviously took it off. But throughout the whole process, in the courtroom, everything. And
it's a medical device.
And they say, oh, it's mandated. They got their signs everywhere.
You were saying that the judge and the bailiffs weren't wearing it, but the FBI and everybody else were. Again, they're all just opting into the slavery.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I'm not sure. I never...
Let's show it. Pelosi, all the servants wear masks, but none of the libs do. And then this really bizarre footage. We have the raw footage. In a minute, we'll play it, of Schumer doing weird snake dances with Stephen Colbert. But go ahead, sorry. Yeah.
You know, this is really a perfect example, though. All of Pelosi's elites, all the Democrat elites, they don't have to wear a mask. They go to lunch. They go to dinner. They have parties. No masks. But, oh, the servers have to wear masks. The unwashed swine of society that's not the liberal progressive Democrat. They dominate you. This is the new caste system. We're building a new caste, American caste system, just like they built in Israel. And these liberal progressives and Democrats want to sit on top of it, telling you what to do. Telling you what to do with your
And they're going to exercise the fraud that they don't wear the mask, but you do. Like Tucker Carlson showed, San Francisco, where they were shooting people on the street, wouldn't wear a mask during the Spanish flu. They now admit 80% of the deaths were from the dirty bacterial pneumonia of the mask. But they finally had a boxing match. There was a photo taken showing the mayor and the police chief and people not wearing masks. And that was enough nationwide to end the fake mask in 1918 was that.
Every day I see violent crime happening on the streets of Chicago, violent crime happening on the streets of New York City, all these cities.
Thousands dead a week.
And I mean, it's like, I don't even really cover it because it's just every day, but it's like, hey, that's a real thing.
Somebody, it becomes this background around noise. Can you guys roll Pelosi again?
Somebody walking around the streets of San Francisco or New York, you never know. You can get your head bashed in. Some guy got stabbed like a dozen times in the face. I mean, shooting.
Oh, let's just say it. Crime is up fivefold from just 3 years ago in blue cities. So if you're, I mean, Austin used to be a safe city, and I'm a tough guy. I will not go downtown now unless I have to at a meeting and I bring a bodyguard. I mean, it is literally like a lunatic asylum down there.
Look at this, Alex. 7 killed, 39 others wounded in weekend gun violence in Chicago. But they don't want to cover that because that just shows how Democrat-run cities are just completely falling into criminal hellholes.
Which is the post-industrial plan.
So it's all this panic over a virus or over a mask or over a vaccine. But then, oh, you know, you just walk out on the streets of a major city. You got to watch out. You got to have your head on a swivel.
All right. So Owen, let's talk about this in the time. People want to know about your case. What is it? DefendOwen.com?
DefendOwen.com is the website. The support that has gone to there. We've had over 3,000 donors. Last I checked, I think it was 3,200. It's just been incredible. It fills my heart.
And this place isn't censoring us. Everybody doing crowdsourcing should use this place.
Yeah, I was allowed to be on GoFundMe for like 3 hours, and then they canceled it, so we switched to Give, Send, Go. It's been such a blessing. DefendOwen.com, we're almost to our goal, and, you know, this could be a long battle. I hope it's short. I hope we can take care of this quickly, and justice, you know, is and my innocence will be proven here, but this could be a long thing. So your support there, having that financial support, having that confidence, having that kind of lifted that burden lifted off my shoulder has really been huge.
Sure, let's be clear. I mean, I would have worked to get you the money for it, but I want to explain something to viewers. We were in the red this year until just a few months ago, and then MyPillow came along. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off, and that helped us get into the black some. I gave the crew the first bonus in like 7-8 months because they deserve a little bonus. That took half the extra money we had in the account. So when you start talking about all the Democratic lawsuits against us, that we've defeated over 30 of them, almost 40 of them. We got a few left that you see in the news, and all the things we've paid out to stay on air and everything. It's a big deal to get lawyers to fly around and depositions and witnesses. I mean, to fight the feds in a case, they're going to spend themselves $1 million trying to put Owen in jail. I mean, it's come out in news articles that some of the Democratic Party law firms that have been suing me have spent up to $5 million per suit. In the Pepe the Frog case against us, they spent over $1,400,000 in court. We beat it for $100,000 in court battles. And the judge said, I want you guys to settle this for the minimum that California statute would pay, if it was federal. He said, pay them $15,000 or I'll basically rule against you if this goes to trial and it'll cost millions. So I said, okay, I'll pay and settle. But I'd already spent $100,000+ to beat their million plus. So, I mean, folks, the entire Georgetown University has over 1,000 lawyers suing us in Charlottesville saying we said stuff we didn't say. And that's coming up. That trial's coming up soon. That's the first one. So we are, and we're not victims here. I asked for this. I stepped up. I'm ready to die if need be. I mean, whatever. I just want to be effective to the end. It takes money to do this. We're spending millions a quarter on just bandwidth. I'm spending hundreds of thousands of dollars just paying for shortwave globally and other satellites to service Africa and Asia and places where no money comes in, but we get the letters and hear the comments of African villages and people in Greece and people in Russia can see us on their satellites because we want minds, we want souls to wake up. And so you got to understand, I got a lot of stuff going on. And in the old days, when I could make money, I was like, oh, I was funding so many groups and people, you know, behind the scenes. Now we don't fund a lot of folks behind the scenes because we're imploded down to who we are. But now our message is stronger. We've got more credibility than ever. People know we're dead on. And that's why keeping us on air is so essential. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the vitamins, the minerals, the supplements. We've got Vitamineral Fusion back in stock, 33% off. Get all the products there on the site because that's what funds us and keeps us on the air. And if I had a bigger war chest, we would be much more confident. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I spend 30-40% of my time trying to make money to fund our operation. I'm trying to jack with my house to fix a few things in it so I can sell it. So I can get money to run this place. Because I bought a bigger, nicer house because I knew banks weren't safe and I wanted to increase money to have funding in the future. It was done on purpose. But, I mean, I'm literally selling my house to fund this because it's, you can see there's no future anyways. I'm just totally in, total commitment, everything, just want to win, don't want to bet my whole life on this and fail. Just everything. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock. It's incredible. 40% off, Living Defense, 40% off, Vaso-Obese, 50% off. Whatever you do, take action. Screwing around and not taking action is how the enemy's going to win. And you can't buy better products and fund a liberty movement at the same time anywhere but here. This is the place to do it. And listen, Tucker Carlson is the closest thing to InfoWars there is. He's a great guy, and he's awake, and he's kicking ass. He's a blessing from God. We're not in competition with him. And he does what he does better than we do. But with our reports and our special reports and what we do, it's something different. And it inspires not just him, but countless others. So you need to understand, folks, we are literally the armory of resistance. We are the intellectual cutting edge for foreign leaders and so many others. What we do here, our guests, you, this whole spirit is changing the world. So commit today to go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can and get books and T-shirts and films to build our war chest during this critical time because the enemy's making their full move. Owen Schroyer.
This is the modern day David versus Goliath. We don't have the purse of the government. We don't have the purse of the Democrat Party. We don't have billion-dollar corporations that fund our infrastructure and our crew and run ads on our network. No, we don't have any of that. We have you. We have you in the audience, and we have us. It's us versus the entire establishment. It's David versus Goliath.
That's right. Your show's coming up now.
You're coming on.
And I'm going to come on about the Havana Syndrome. I'm going to solve the mystery. Tomorrow's news today. The Havana Syndrome will be solved right now in the war room.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.